tool use training just got way cheaper. Welcome back to Exploring Next, episode 219. I'm Izo, and with me is Boone. Today, we're diving into research that could completely change how we teach language models to use external tools.
Yeah, this ICRL paper from Ye and team is genuinely clever. They figured out how to skip the expensive supervised fine-tuning phase entirely.
Right, so let's set the stage. Every company trying to build AI agents hits the same wall. Teaching models to actually use tools like calculators, search engines, code interpreters. Current approaches are brutal.
Absolutely brutal. The standard pipeline is supervised fine-tuning first, then reinforcement learning. That SFT phase needs thousands of labeled examples showing exactly how to call each tool.
And those examples don't grow on trees. You either pay humans to write them or try to synthesize them, both expensive. What's the business impact here?
Massive. Think about every startup building coding assistants or math tutors. They're all stuck collecting training data before they can even start the real training.
So this ICRL approach, in-context reinforcement learning, how does it actually work? Break it down for me.
It's beautifully simple. Instead of pre-training with labeled examples, they put few-shot examples directly into the RL rollout prompts. The model learns tool use during the actual RL training.
Wait, so no separate supervised phase at all?
None. They start with maybe 5 examples in the prompt showing how to use tools, then gradually reduce that number as training progresses. Eventually, the model is doing zero-shot tool calls.
That's actually brilliant. The examples are scaffolding, not permanent training data.
Exactly. And here's the key insight. The RL reward signal is what really teaches tool use. The in-context examples just bootstrap the process.
Okay, but does it actually work? Because this sounds almost too good to be true.
They tested across multiple reasoning benchmarks and hit state-of-the-art performance. The model learns to invoke Python interpreters, search APIs, all without seeing thousands of labeled tool use examples up front.
What's the catch, though? There's always a catch.
Honestly, I don't see a major one. The approach is more data efficient and the results speak for themselves. Maybe slightly more complex RL setup, but that's manageable.
From a product perspective, this is huge. Companies can start training tool use models without massive data collection phases, way faster time to market.
And it scales better too. Want to add a new tool? Just include a few examples in the prompt rather than retraining from scratch.
I'm giving this approach an A-. The only reason it's not an A is we need to see more teams replicate it.
Fair, but the methodology looks solid. They're using standard RL techniques with this clever prompting twist.
So who's actually going to ship this first? I'm thinking the AI coding assistant space.
Definitely. Any team building agents that need to use multiple tools, the training efficiency alone makes it worth trying.
All right, Boone, what should our listeners go build this weekend?
First, grab the paper and implement the basic ICRL setup. Start with a simple tool like a calculator and see how few examples you actually need in the prompt. Second, try it with the OpenAI gym environments they mention. Good way to test the approach before moving to real tools.
And third, if you're already working on tool use models, benchmark ICRL against your current SFT pipeline. The data efficiency gains could be massive.
I'm definitely adding this to the weekend project list. Though at this point, Izo, that list is getting dangerously long. Hey, at least this one might actually save you time in the long run. That's our deep dive into in-context reinforcement learning. If you're building AI that needs to use tools, this approach could change your entire training pipeline.